Barack Obama today began 3 days of intense preparation for the first debate against John McCain Friday night. He's spending that prep time right here in the Tampa Bay area. It's part of his extensive campaign to try to win the state of Florida when Floridians go to the polls 6 weeks from tonight. Two new polls released today show two different results in the Sunshine State. A Mason-Dixon survey released this morning shows Obama up 2 over McCain in Florida, 47-45%, but a Rasmussen poll has McCain up by 5, 51-46%. Tomorrow, Obama will take a break from his studies and speak before thousands in Dunedin at Nology Park. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Obama's campaign in Florida is being run by Steve Shale. There's been tremendous excitement about an Obama candidacy in terms of new people registering to vote. But there's also the possibility of what is known as voter caging taking place. The St. Petersburg Times reported last week that registered Democrats in five Florida counties, including Hillsborough, have received direct mail from the Republican National Committee that tells voters to double-check their unconfirmed party affiliations. But the mailing has a do-not-forward instruction on the envelope, meaning they'll be returned to the GOP if a recipient has had his mail forwarded, perhaps to a summer address, or has moved. Letters returned as undeliverable can be compiled into challenge lists of unverifiable addresses and can be used to challenge voters' eligibility during early voting or on election day. WMNF asked Obama campaign manager Steve Shale on Saturday night if he's concerned about this.
Well, what they try to say is they'll send you a letter, and if it gets returned basically because you've moved, or for example, in Michigan, they're targeting voters who've had their homes foreclosed. If it's returned, at that point, they will argue that you're not eligible to vote at that location because they claim you're not living where. The fact of the matter is that's by and large bunk. And again, what I want to assure voters is that we are going to be there. Our number one job is to protect their right to vote, to let democracy do its job, and not to be scared by these tactics.
How many attorneys are you going to have out there on election day?
We're going to have a small army. I mean, we're recruiting lawyers right now. We've got about a dozen just on staff right now building the organization. We're going to make sure that people have counsel there to protect their right to vote. And again, we're also encouraging people, vote by mail, vote early. I mean, you know, take advantage of these convenience opportunities for voting so you can avoid the long lines and you can avoid the confusion that can happen on election day. It's, you know, nowadays in Florida, it's so easy to vote from your own home or to vote early. We really think the more folks who do that, the easier it'll be on election day.
I understand that Barack Obama is going to be staying in the Tampa Bay area in preparation for the debate on Friday in Mississippi. Is that designed, again, to keep his presence here in Florida to help this campaign in Florida?
Well, I think, Senator Obama's made it very clear that Florida is the central battleground of this election, that if we win Florida, he will be president. We had 20,000 people in Jacksonville today for a rally. He made that point very clear to them. Challenge them to make him president. And again, I think the decision to do the debate prep here in Florida is, again, another sign from the campaign that they're taking the state seriously. The operation we've built, today we registered our 100,000th new voter since August 1st. The 20,000 people in Jacksonville, we had 8,000 in Miami yesterday. The enthusiasm, I think what you're seeing is the campaign taking Florida very seriously.
Steve, I've talked to people who are excited about the fact that so many people are getting registered. Can people help? I guess they just need to contact the campaign on election day, because it's one thing to get people registered. Other people make sure they vote on election day.
I think people that want to help have two options. I mean, go to fl.barackobama.com and sign up, and then one of our staff people or volunteers will call you, or you can dial 1-877-2-FL-OBAMA. Be in touch with one of our offices. Right now we've got over 10,000 Election Day volunteers already signed up, but we're looking for more. I think that the genius of what the Republicans did in 2004 is they put real people in neighborhoods talking to voters. That's what we want to do. I mean, the best way to combat the lies of the John McCain campaign is not with television ads, but it's average people talking to their friends and their neighbors about the truth. And that's how we want to build an operation that we really can organize this state city by city, block by block, street by street, and that's our goal.
I know you're doing what you have to do, but the Palin selection seems to have energized Republican base. Forget about independents, but just their base, as you know, in Florida is formidable. And in 2004, it was very strong here. Surprised a lot of people thought that John Kerry had it going here. Does that make your job a little harder here now because of the Palin selection?
Well, I think, you know, Florida is Florida, has always been Florida, and will always be Florida. There's not been a presidential election in this state since 1988 that was decided by more than 6 points. We expect a tight race. We knew that whether they picked Palin or somebody else, that his base would come back together. But at the end of the day, I mean, if you look at the enthusiasm in the race, there's a lot of media coverage about Palin. But at the end of the day, in one of John McCain's hometowns, he lived in Jacksonville for several years when he was in the military. 3,000 people showed up to see him. We had over 20,000 in Jacksonville. I think that says something. Yes, Palin has clearly gotten there, base excited. But our activists and our supporters are serious about it. They know what's at stake, and they know what the opportunities are here in Florida. And we expect them to be formidable. I know they're good, hard-working, smart people on the other side, and they're going to try hard, and they don't want to lose the White House. But I'm confident that on Election Day we're going to be in good shape.